Speaking of Ghostbusters, was it Frozen Empire? We went and we saw it. Do I not have a graphic of it? Oh no, I don't. So we went and we saw Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And overall, I'm going to let you speak first because I have something to fix on it. We saw it together. We had a date night last night. What was your overall thoughts on it? It's been out for a week. This is week two. What was your thoughts on Ghostbusters and where the Ghostbusters at right now?
I loved it. I thought it was a good time. I enjoyed it, and I'd watch it again.
Those are all the types of movies overall, everybody was back. The one thing I was worried about it when we were watching it was from the trailer, I was like, okay, it gave me the impression that we were going to see, I know it was going to be a nostalgia movie again, or we're going to do callbacks to a bunch of things like the song, you know, Bustin' Makes Me Feel Good, the way, what's his name said, and things like that. And that was heavily in the movie. But I was afraid that we were just going to fight the same ghosts over and over again. Like, oh, the containment unit is broken, and now these ghosts are coming back. I'm like, are we gonna fight Dozer again? Are we going to that library again? We're seeing that librarian ghost again. I was like, oh, Stay Put Marshmallow little guys again. I'm like, I was so afraid that we were gonna see and fight, like, is the ghost from part two, is Victor going to come out again? It seems like the main boss villains from each movie, they don't trap those ghosts. They, for some reason, they just get eliminated. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, Dozer from part one and then again in Afterlife, I don't remember if they trapped them, but they just they beat them. And then Victor Vaughn, whatever his name was, from part two, the same thing. They didn't trap them; they beat them. Spoiler. So for guys, if you don't want to hear anything about Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, if you haven't seen it, I'm about to say something that had happened at the end of the movie. But in this situation, the main bad guy, they trapped him this time.
Well, because, I mean, he came from a trap.
Hit the like button, subscribe, and let us know what you guys think of at all times. Tell us what you want us to react to, and let's just get right into it.
Anyway.
Yeah, he was already,
he had to put him back.
But so I'm curious about, that's the first time that the final boss was actually contained. It's never happened before. But it made sense because it was a contained ghost from the beginning of the movie. And speaking of which, like the introduction of, what's his name? The Fire Master.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, like what do you think about him? Like what parts of the movies that you like the most?
Well, of course he's funny and he has great comedic timing. So yes, he was a very good addition to being the Fire Master.
And the what's his name? From the librarian. I forgot his name. I remember him from Parks
and Rec. Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. Like other things like that. Anything else you want to add? Well, because I need time to.
I mean, they're both already just, they're quick-witted and easy to watch. So I wasn't surprised that they were, you know, when they're on camera, that, you know, it was a bunch of laughs.
At any moment, did you? I mean, were you anything that you did not like about the movie? Or?
I mean, you know, the beginning is a little slow to get going, but it wasn't bad or anything. It was just we could have jumped in a little faster.
What did I say? I thought the editing at the beginning was the worst part. I thought that the way the movie began, how they chopped up the flashback to let you know what's mm-hmm. going to be happening in this movie leading into what's going on in present day. The way they chopped that up could have been done better. In the first half of the movie, I felt like it was struggling to figure out, like, pick a tone. Are we, you know, I understand that there's some comedy in it. There's some, they try to still make it a little dark and a little serious here and there. And whatnot, but I just thought that the way they were going back and like the original Ghostbusters, they didn't they it didn't feel like they forced a joke. It was something serious was going on, and maybe a joke would be said in the moment, but it was a smooth, like, it wasn't like a da 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 hi, and you know, because it was more because all the every time it happened, it was like nostalgia for nostalgia purposes. But then in the second half of the movie, it started flowing better. It was like they were trying to capture that tone that the original movie was gave. The darkness of it and the balance between dark and the comedy, and it wasn't working for me in the first 20-30 minutes, but then I felt like the director finally found it, and the second half of the movie worked better for me than in the first half. But I agree, I had a great time watching it. I thought the trailer, I felt the trailer was misleading. When I watched the trailer, I was like, I thought like, oh stuff, there's some high stakes here. I was like some of these kids are gonna die or something like that. But spoiler alert, no, oh no, you're safe, it's fine, it's family friendly. But I thought that they were gonna go there. I thought people weren't gonna make it, and I was like, I felt like that was what I would have enjoyed. I mean, I don't want to see people lose work and not be, you know, come. But I was like, if some of the main cast aren't coming back, and if they're gonna like die fighting or, you know, sacrifice or something like that, I felt like the trailer kind of falsely. But then at the end of it, I was like, you know, but I'm still happy to see that nobody's losing their job, and if there is another one, that they'll come back. So well, I was.
We did have a little in credit.
Oh yeah, and there is an end credit at the end of it. Like, I don't know if that explains anything that can be moving forward, but it was just a funny gag. I feel like that end credit didn't have anything that was gonna. It was not like it was saying the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man will return.
No, but I think it was kind of. I think it just leaves things open if they want to do. Not saying it would be the Stay Puft Marshmallow, just kind of hinting. They're still out there.
They can be back. Yeah.
We still got ghosts to fight.
Yeah. Slimer will be back.
but also, if we don't do another one, it was just funny.
Yeah. To have. It was a good time. So, yeah. If we don't do another one, yeah, I hope you had fun. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. Let me know what you guys think. Are you going to go? Have you seen Ghostbusters Frozen Empire?
Remember to like this video, become a subscriber, and share. This really does help us out. If you would like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studio, click here or here. Thanks for watching. Ah, stop being NC-17.